PFT Media.
You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Bonus episode, here we go, guys. Welcome to Cinema Crespediso. It is the week of, doesn't matter, not really. I am chilling with Drew Sikogren. Drew,
the week of,
I mean, it's like the week of August something.
Here's
August
your, the here's 2nd. Your weather report. It's hot and then it's gonna rain and then it's gonna be hot again,
and then here's your traffic report. There's traffic now, but it's gonna let up, but then there's gonna be traffic later, and then if there's an accident, all that doesn't matter.
I-4 is under construction.
I-4 is under construction, or whatever road is near you is under construction as
more
well
than likely.
What else is there? But this guy needs another coaster. Can you get this guy a second coaster?
What, another coaster?
I know, I'm a coaster hog.
Oh, this guy's a coaster hog.
I don't have another coaster.
Shit, man. Oh, this definitely is an off mic conversation. We've already restarted the episode. You know what? Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. We only have like a couple hundred of these left.
Yeah, really. And if you need any, I have a couple of hundred at my house.
Yeah, I should probably do it from all the swag baggery guys. Steve Etchy is here.
Hey!
My PFT Media homie, Steve, I shanghaied you for a bonus episode.
Yes.
And I believe this is your, I forgot to count, this is your, we'll go ahead and call it your dozen. It's a cool dozen appearances on Cinema Crespediso.
Yes.
Is dozen't the word?
It's dozen't, it is now. It is
once you're... Dozenth episode.
We just need that to be put in writing in three different publications.
Okay.
And then we can submit those three different publications to...
So what,
Facebook? Merriam-Webster.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
I don't know if they count those, although emoji's a word. Word of the year a couple years ago, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago, wasn't it?
2 years ago, it was a word of the year. Yeah, I forgot who... As per who.
Yeah, and last year it was...
Not my word.
Last year was vape, right?
As
was it? That's your wishful thinking for you.
As per
this year, it's
some
pinball.
No, it was
lame white guy.
No, it was some lame.
No, it was vape at one point. Like I just don't remember which year. I think it was last year.
Well, that probably would be last year because people are vape cloud crazy. Etchy, we got you here for a bonus episode of Cinema Crespediso, bonus episode, in which we are doing the movie news. It's a spillover movie news.
Okay.
All right, so I got a bunch of stories here. We're going to run through them, run them over, flatten them, and then we're going to get out of here. This is one of our shorter episodes.
Okay.
I know you came over here to talk network business.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know what, let's have some Crespediso fun.
We need a little of this, yeah.
I think it's fun. Drew, look how much fun Drew's having. Are you sure you don't want that fidget? I can get you that fidget spinner.
So much fun.
Well, and I've never been thrown into one.
As you
know what I mean? Like, literally, just out in the other room, you're just like, yeah, we're going to do this.
Oh, let's go do this.
You're
going to
be in it.
I'm
like, oh.
I was telling Drew, it's like, actually, so I told Drew.
It's the same thing to me.
I was like, hey, Drew, can we record a bonus episode? He's like, yeah, sure. I was like, oh, Steve's coming over. He doesn't know we're doing it. He's like, okay, cool.
Okay, sure. Whatever.
So, yeah, I pulled it.
The fuck do I care?
I pulled a classic, who does that? Me. I pulled
you.
A me. I pulled a Chris Crespo.
Good job, Chris. Guys. You pulled a you.
My first thought was Columbo, and I don't even think that works. Just I don't know why I thought Columbo.
Because just
one more thing.
One more thing.
Yeah.
See, I'm,
why? Got, because if Columbo had a beard, he would kind of look like Chris.
Yeah, actually, I do have the same trench coat, and I walk around with a half-smoked cigar, uh-huh. and I look like I smell like an old leather glove.
And he does that all day, every day, especially in the Florida heat.
And I keep walking out of rooms and then turning back around. Like, yeah. Just one more thing.
He especially likes to wear that outfit.
Can I use your bathroom?
When he jogs. It's a good jogging outfit for the summer.
Okay, here we go. So, are you an X-Men movie fan? Etchy.
I am.
Yeah, you like them?
I think I missed the last one, though.
X-Men Apocalypse. A little bit of a bummer. Bit of a bummer.
I like James McAvoy.
McAvoy's good. Yes, good. He's one of him and
I like Michael Fassbender.
Him and Fassbender are probably the best aspects of the newer X-Men movies.
Go figure, the best parts of the last X-Men movies were Professor X and Magneto 2.
What a shockeroo. What a shockeroo. Whose phone is that? No, that was my phone. Trivia business guy. I got a lot going on. Yeah, isn't that funny? Yeah. So, they're making a new one, again, obviously, and this one is explicitly, I think it's X-Men : Dark Phoenix, right? So it's explicitly the Dark Phoenix saga that they fucked up with X-Men The Last Stand.
Yeah.
They're calling a redo, which they allowed themselves to do with Days of Future Past, mm-hmm. all the time travel nonsense.
Mm-hmm. So this is going to be like the covering, like the Jean Grey when she turns into a Phoenix.
Yeah.
Okay. when I read the comics, you know, like I was in elementary school and that was going on.
Yeah, that sounds about right, right?
It went on.
90s?
Yeah. No.
Early 90s?
Dark Phoenix? Dark Phoenix is probably fucking...
Late 80s, early 90s?
Or late 70s.
No.
No, 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 no. I was alive.
When it was happening, when it was running.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like when the comics were coming out and they were going...
Drew's just gonna check it out.
And I gotta tell you, like halfway through that saga, I was like, I just don't care anymore.
Interesting.
It went on too long.
Interesting.
It wasn't that it wasn't good.
As you were reading it in the...
Yeah.
It would probably be different now if you sat down with it in graphic novel form.
January to October 1980.
80.
Okay.
Well, so you saw a reissue, a reprint, or probably. Yours. This is some sort of Islander situation where you're aligned about your age and you're older than...
No, they did reprints. It was under the name X-Men Classic. Where they reprinted a lot of the seminal stories.
Yeah,
okay.
I had some of those.
And those came out in the 90s.
Okay. But here's the thing. It's it was good, but it's like, say you take a movie you really, really like, and then make it 6 hours long. But it doesn't matter if it's good. You're done with it.
Yeah, it's got to be enough. The story has to fill that amount of time. Yeah,
right.
Sure. And serialized storytelling, especially when it comes to comic books, TV shows, an order is being filled. Like, we have 12... issues need to write. Okay, well then I need to make this stretch out.
Mm-hmm. Even the story though, arc.
Yes, yeah. The story arc. I need to make it last. That's a cool thing about Netflix, where they're allowing people to do 6-episode runs, 8-episode runs. Game of Thrones, it's sort of a financial reason that they're doing this, but the latest season, it's only 7 episodes, and then next season it's like 7 episodes or maybe 8,
whatever,
something like that. Yeah, but it's
very British.
It is very British. The British were doing that. Yes, yeah. 3 years, because they were doing much shorter series, and they're like, usually, it doesn't have to be bloviated. It doesn't have to be 5 seasons worth of a show. It can just be 2 series. That's what they call them. Series,
yeah, right? Most of them are 10 episodes.
10, right?
Yep.
That's a nice number.
Yeah.
That's a good
Whereas you look at the like more sitcom-y kind of stuff. Like
24 episodes?
Family Guy, I think it's like an average of 23 per season.
You can't keep up quality when you're cranking out stuff like that.
When it comes to Family Guy, an episode in itself is like 3 different episodes in one.
Yeah, and Family Guy itself, yeah, that's a...
Well, it depends on the type, too, because when you're looking at something, if it's like the black one...
Cleveland Show.
What? No.
The black one.
No, 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 no. The BBC show.
Black Mirror?
Nope. Nope. That's
Luther.
No, it has black in the title. It's...
Black...
No, something black.
Black Adder.
Orphan Black.
Orphan Black. Thank
Orphan
you.
Black. After Broadchurch on BBC America.
Honestly, it's actually... That's actually one of my favorite shows. I can't believe I forgot the name of it.
Orphan Black.
But if
I've been meaning to watch it, actually. It's very well regarded.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, people... There's too much content.
Absolutely. Well, but that's just it, though, is that, you know, if you did 23 episodes for season for something like that, it'd be ridiculous.
Right.
They have to be kind of... special, almost. You know what I mean? Like
that's they know the story that they're telling, and has to be, yes, exactly. And
each season is 10 episodes.
10 episodes. And what, they're on 3 seasons now?
They are on season 5.
Ooh.
It's the last season.
Oh,
it might be 6. I forget.
It's the Orphanist Black. It's the Orphan Blackest.
Or is the Blackest Orphan?
You guys have Amazon, right?
That's a different movie.
That is different movie.
Do you guys have Amazon?
Yeah.
Okay, it's on Amazon. It's the only thing it's on. Is Amazon?
No shit.
Yep.
Got to take advantage of that. Well. I brought up X-Men, Dark Phoenix, because Jessica Chastain, you know who that is?
No.
This is redhead right there. Mm-hmm. She's been in a whole bunch of stuff the last couple years.
That's yummy.
Like familiar. Yep. Oh, yeah, sure. She, pictured here with James McAvoy, put on Instagram, hey, James McAvoy, real deal. That's his Instagram. You ready for me in Montreal? I'm going to make you cry so hard. Devil face laughing emoji, hashtag X-Men. And apparently, she'll be playing, it's presumed at this point, reported, she'll be playing a character named Lilandra Nerum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lilandra.
Yeah.
She's playing Lilandra.
Mm-hmm.
Drew, who's Lilandra? Why should I care that Jessica Chastain's Lilandra?
She's the Empress of the Shi'ar Empire, also love interest of Professor Charles Xavier.
What? That's why she's going to make him cry, devil face?
Well, I mean, in the Dark Phoenix saga, she's the one that calls for Jean Grey's head after Dark Phoenix, you know, annihilates an entire galaxy.
After she Dark Phoenixes
killing
out.
3 billion innocent lives.
Is that going to happen in this movie, or is she going to like give a couple people like migraines or something back?
I don't know. I mean, if a giant firebird doesn't go out to space, suck a sun dry, and then watch, you know, its supernova, an entire planet, and erase off, you know, out of the existence, then I'm gonna be angry.
Oh, that was another thing, by the way.
On record, on record. Duly, it's official. Duly noted. Mark it. What's the time? Barely after 10 minutes. True.
I'm gonna be angry.
All right. We notice.
I was gonna say also the other thing that I had a problem with when I was reading about it in the comics too is that and this is why I don't like Superman. Mm-hmm. Too powerful. Like, it was over the top, where it's like,
yeah,
but wow. I mean, like, well, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, sure. There's no, like, oh, can this person be? No.
No.
Nope.
No, you can't.
Nope.
Uh-uh.
Interesting. Yeah.
Literally no way. Well, then what am I reading?
Well, with magic. Or ingenuity, you could beat.
Well, no. I mean, there's...
Superman but not... can be beat. I can beat Superman. No. I can beat Superman. I can beat him.
I'm laughing because I agree.
We have the resources, all the comic books.
Seriously. All we need is a giant sword made out of kryptonite.
All we need is a giant sword made out of kryptonite, and just make sure none of us say our own name backwards, so we don't get sent back to our own dimensions.
Yeah, because we don't even. Yeah,
because that would be bad. Mm-hmm. Don't want to go back there.
No.
So she's this apparently very important character in the Dark Phoenix saga, and if we don't get a space bird annihilating planets, Drew will be very upset. Record noted at about 10 minutes. Are we going to stick with comic book movies? Let's do it. Going to DC Suicide Squad 2. We reported that Mel Gibson was going to be the director. Mm-hmm. And then he dropped.
Really?
Yes. And then he dropped out to work on something else.
It's still crazy that he was.
Yeah, like... it's an insane decision, which made me interested in Suicide Squad 2. I was like, what? But he dropped out. Replaced by the guy who did Orphan. Not Orphan Black. Just the movie Orphan. Homie Cole Serra.
Whatever.
Is he black?
I believe he is Hispanic. No, not black. No orphan. No, just some Hispanic. He has dropped out.
Okay.
Suicide Squad 2 now currently looking for a director. David Ayer won't be back.
Just give it to Brett Ratner.
Just give it to Brett Ratner because he sucks and Suicide Squad sucks.
Exactly.
Just let the two keep each other busy. We can all ignore it. That's actually a great idea.
I know. I didn't see the first one, but is there any way that they could take it and kind of make it in the same vein, like maybe the same cast and all that kind of stuff, but like still rework it or not? Like they could make it
better? Yeah, sure. Any movie can be better.
I mean, a new story. Well, no, I mean,
not
writing.
Not better. I mean, good. Actually.
Yeah, good. Yeah, sure. I think
it totally could be good. I mean, the characters are there to be played with.
Okay. Because I didn't see it, why.
Yeah, it's a sandbox that anyone can play with. A good story can come up. The Fast and Furious movies, I think, have proven that you can take something that's established and then just come in with a different sensibility and create something different but similar, and people will be like, oh, this is fun. You know, you can change things for the better. Let's see, they were previously talking to, like I said, Mel Gibson, that fell through. They were also talking to Jonathan Levine, who did remember that movie The Wackness? He did that, but his more recent movies haven't been so hot. I think he did Warm Bodies. You ever see that one with Nicholas Holt? It's a zombie sort of rom-com type thing.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
It was weird. Type of movie that they put on Super Bowl weekend. That's the type of movie it was. So, which is why I saw it. Ruben Fleischer, the guy who did Zombieland and 30 Minutes or Less and Gangster Squad. He...
I love Zombieland.
Zombieland's great.
That's awesome.
Such a good movie.
Zombieland's great. 30 Minutes or Less is a lot of fun. You ever see that one with Jesse Eisenberg and Aziz Ansari?
What was it? Did you say?
30 Minutes or Less.
And Danny McBride.
Yeah. What was the name?
30 Minutes or Less. As in a pizza delivery. Your pizza free. Nope.
Homeboy basically gets a bomb strapped to him.
Some guys order a pizza. Jesse Eisenberg is the delivery driver. He shows up. It's Danny McBride and Nicholas...
Swartzen.
And fat Nicholas Swartzen, too. Yeah. Fun. And they knock him out, strap a bomb to him, and then make him rob a bank. And they're like, we'll blow up this shit if you don't rob a bank.
Oh, okay. It's based on a true story.
Yes, it is based on a true story. Hilarious. And it's...
Aziz!
It's a good movie. And he makes... His friend is Aziz, but they're like in the midst of having a falling out. It's like, I need you to help me, man. I got no one else. I'm an asshole. It's really fun. It's a good movie. But they did Gangster Squad. So it's like, no one's perfect. He is in the running, and this guy, this name is familiar, Daniel Espinosa. I can't remember. I think he did a horror film of some
sort. Like I said, just give it to Brett Ratner.
Just give it to Brett Ratner, and we can all ignore it together. So you didn't see the first one?
No.
Don't bother. Or bother. I don't know. Maybe
you're just... That's why I didn't, because like, I just heard so many horrible things.
Yeah, it's just...
This is not good.
It's not good. It's weird. You know what's weird about it? And like, it's maybe a two-hour movie. There must be 30 different music cues. Like, every 2 minutes, a different song starts. And then it's like the first 30 seconds of a song, and the movie is like edited to that song, and then it stops. And then like 2 minutes later, it's another song, another popular song. It's like,
so it's like Baby Driver, but it's bad.
Yes, because it was done after the fact, as opposed to being planned for it 100%.
Yeah.
Yes, Baby Driver is so good. Do we have any more? I'm checking. Or they got for comic book stuff. Just bunch it all together. No, I don't. So let's move on to. Actually, I do one more thing. Henry Cavill's mustache.
What about it? I know, digitally being erased.
Digitally being. So Henry Justice League is going under reshoots.
Okay.
And
we talked about this last episode.
But this is an update on that story, and C doesn't know it's going under reshoots. But Henry Cavill is also doing Mission Impossible 6, and his character has a mustache, and it's a real mustache. Paramount won't shave it, so Warner Brothers has to pay for removal. Here, I have everything that they have to do to remove mustache. You'll actually appreciate this,
yeah.
As a video
frame by frame.
Yes, here we go.
Mustache removal.
Here we go. It's like they had to. Back up to here. According to Business Insider, assume that Cavill is going to be moving around in these scenes. A full 3D rendering of the actor's face will need to be created. Then the rendering will need to be properly shaded in order to look realistic. Then the rendering would need to be mapped to Cavill's actual face in the shots. According to sources at The Mill, which is a digital effects studio, it could take as much as 25 weeks to remove the facial hair from 5 minutes of footage, which could be a problem since there are fewer than 20 weeks between now and the release date of Justice League.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
I love it, Chris.
It's going so poorly.
I love
there.
It.
It's going so poorly.
I really do love it. All their superhero stuff just goes to shit.
Well, you
know what I realized was just a DC comic recently?
What?
Red.
Is that DC?
Red's DC.
Yeah, those are pretty lackluster.
Red and Red 2.
Red and Red 2. Red's okay. I remember Red 2.
Both of which are better than all this fucking other superhero bullshit.
All those Zack Snyder.
Oh, wait. Red. Oh, okay. The
Bruce Willis. I love both of them.
Yeah, love them?
Crazy John Malkovich, who's obsessed with bombs.
Malkovich is fun. I like, is it the
and
first
him
one?
Shooting the bazooka.
Yeah. Fucking Helen Mirren and
Brian Cox.
Brian Cox.
That's my favorite part of that first one. How Brian Cox is like obsessed with
her.
That.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
She's just like, God damn.
Yeah. So it's hilarious.
Yeah. That's funny. It's good stuff. DC.
And The Losers, too.
And The Losers. Yes, Losers is DC, which I like The Losers.
The Losers was good.
I like that one. That one's making money. Also, Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Second of third comic book movie role for Chris Evans.
Yes.
He finally found one. Man, how many? This guy got so many chances to make comic book movies.
Well, I mean, he did Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, yeah.
Scott
Pilgrim. I don't even count that
that's
one.
That's comic book movie.
That's true. So he's four.
He was in four comic book movies.
He was the Human Torch.
Human Torch in two movies. Yep. And then he was in The Losers. Yep. And then Captain America.
Yep.
Captain America. America. America.
God, those Fantastic Four films that he was in, like, they were so bad.
Yeah, they were
so bad. But then that.
The Silver Surfer was cool. Galactus was not.
Well, yeah, what the hell?
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know.
What
I would have rather seen just giant purple dude.
Amazon taking steps to being their own straight up movie studio. Jeff Bezos, the temporarily richest man in the world.
Yeah, for what, like 30 hours or something?
Yeah, for like 2 minutes. And then Warren Buffett was like, oh, I found some change in my pocket. And then a bunch of gold doubloons fell out or whatever.
No, it was Amazon, because... that's based on the fact that he owns X amount of Amazon stock.
Oh, so it's a stock fluctuation.
Stock fluctuation,
yeah, sure.
Is what it was.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I still like to think of Warren Buffett, but like,
oh wait, no, I forgot. I had 30 gold bars in the closet.
No, it would be Bill Gates. Actually, Bill Gates is the richest in the world, and he'd be like, "What? Someone's richer than me?" Like in a fit of ego rage, like he flips over all his couch cushions and he's like, $100 here, $100 there." It's like, God damn it, gotta stop wiping my ass with. Money. Amazon is going to start distributing their own movies. They're going to finance them. They're going to distribute them. They're going to start doing it all. They're going to pay for them to be made, and they're going to pay for them to be put out in theaters. They want to be a straight up.
Like, oh, they want to do theaters.
They want to do it all. Yeah, movies come out in theaters. They've been doing that for like a year now in acquisition. They've been buying movies already made and saying we will distribute them for you, and then doing the 90-day window where it comes out in theaters. 3,000 screens, and then 90 days later it comes out on Amazon. Now they're going to be like, we want to make them too. We don't just want to buy movies that are already made. We want to make them from the ground
up. That's fine. They just got to make sure they make profitable movies.
Well, first, that helps to make good ones.
Well, I mean, yes, but first they have to make profitable ones.
Let's see if they can do both at the same time. That'll be interesting.
That would be nice.
We always report on updates with the Avatar movies because I'm fascinated by anything James Cameron.
Even though I care not a whit about
Avatar, the mythology, the people, the Na'vi, not the least of fucks. Behold my field of fucks.
It is barren.
It is barren. Yeah. So barren for the Avatar movies. That being said, I'll see James anything. James Cameron can be like, here's a 30 minutes, how's it made episode on cereal boxes. I'll sit there fascinated to see what he does with it. Confirmed for sure. Effects work has gone underway at IOM for Avatar 2, 3, 4, and 5.
2, 3, 4, and 5.
Yep.
Mm.
Four movies. Effects being done all at once. Production all at once. Everything being done at once. And then the post-production will be staggered so that the movies can then come out once a year for 4 years. Apparently, Avatar 2, at the very least, I believe it's the second one, will involve lots of underwater work. A lot of underwater stuff. What's he been doing for the last decade since Avatar? He's been reinventing underwater photography.
Hmm. Again.
You get 3D underwater photography for the first time.
Jeez.
Yeah, he's...
Crazy fuck.
He's insane. He's insane. He built a submersible and went down to the Marianas Trench.
I know.
Which is like the furthest... That's deeper than any human's ever been.
He does the weirdest things with his money, Chris. He's like, all right, I'm going to make a movie. And now with all the profits I made, I'm going to develop an entirely new technology for the next 10 to 12 years. And then I'm going to make another movie with that technology. And then with all the money I make from that movie, I'm going to make a whole new technology. So on and so forth.
He seems not at all to want to be the type of guy like, I want to make this little drama.
This little character piece that just speaks to me as an artist. No, first he needs to create a technology that he can then make a movie from.
He's like, I need to find a way to render a house in holographic form before I'll make this talky piece about a family.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. It's incredible, right?
Yeah. He's weird.
Well, I'm their opening day for Avatars 2 through 4. I can't wait. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. But I can't wait. I cannot wait. I have a story about Chinese nationalist films, but I'm gonna skip it because fuck them. Chinese box office has plummeted this year, and people are like, they have no idea why. They can't figure out.
Good for them.
Because they were expecting, because it had such exponential growth for a number of years, like it's gonna about to overtake American movie markets in like a year or two. And then this year it bottomed out, and they can't figure out why. And some people are saying it's straight up because you guys are making bad movies.
Well, that's...
You guys need to make better movies. That's why people stop coming out. You know what they do? I'll bring up the story anyway, because this is crazy. Imagine they did this in America. So, the China Film Group is a government group, right? And they control the film industry in China. Mm-hmm. They control what gets played, what doesn't get played. And they also make their own movies now Amazon style, okay?
Yeah.
And all their movies are straight up propaganda. So, they are now on their... they put out a movie called Wolf Warriors 2.
Okay.
No, first Wolf Warriors came out in 2015. A surprise box office hit in China, making almost $90 million over there. And that was like a straight up like jingoistic, we're the mightiest people in the world type movie. They made Wolf Warriors 2, made $150 million, doubled their budget. So they have these movies... the founding series in 2009, the founding of an army. And then, no, first was the founding of a republic in 2009, and then the founding of an army, and then the founding of a party.
Nice.
Right? And then what China does is they make these movies, they put them out, and then they force theater owners to buy blocks of tickets. So then they can then say, look at how much money these movies have made.
Even though they didn't make it. Even though either nobody came to see them. Somebody is getting very screwed
here. Yes.
I was going to say, so the theaters foot the bill?
Yes. But they end up buying. So then they have to like figure out a way to get people coming to see these movies. Because they're forced. Like, fuck it. We already have the tickets. We've spent the money. Now we got to try to recoup that money. Get people in our theaters so they can buy the concessions and et cetera, et cetera. Because I'm sure it's the same business model over there, right? So imagine that here in America. Imagine if Trump commissioned a bunch of movies like about how great he is. And then release them in 5,000 screens across the country. And then force theaters to like...
buy the ticket. Oh,
sell out every theater. Buy every ticket.
The theater owners would have him killed.
No, because we're talking about Trump's America, aka China style, where he's going to be like, he'll send
Supreme
in his
leader,
he'll send in his brown shirts. Any theater owner that doesn't comply, have his license revoked, have his theater burned down, has his family killed, et cetera, because that's how it's done in those type of societies, right? That's how Trump would like to do it. And Andrew did that, man. And then on Monday, all the news outlets are forced to report that, like, the great Trump movie is the number one movie in America
of
all time. Made more money than any movie ever, et cetera, et cetera. Great hit. Huge success. Huge success, right?
The hugest. Chris.
Standing ovation.
The biggest.
But at the same time, Chinese box office collapsing. So it could be that they're like, you guys are inflating your own numbers. You've been inflating them for years. Mm-hmm. And that's why they're not being supported, because you guys are, you created a bubble that is bursting.
Yes.
Let's finish off with the travails of child actors who have gone on to do great things. Remember Sandlot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This guy who was the main dude, Benny, right?
Sure.
Benny the Jet.
What did he go off to do?
Yeah.
Anything?
Well, first he retired as an actor and went on to become a firefighter.
Oh, good for him.
So good for him, right? He serving his community selflessly. But there's this crazy story about how in 2015, a man named Samuel Chang alleged that he was chased down, tackled, and choked by that dude, his name's Michael Vitar, and others, when he went to their neighborhood, where his aunt lived in the neighborhood. So he went there with candy, to give candy to the kids coming to the door, and then when, like, all the kids had come to the door, he took the extra candy, went out to the street, and was giving candy to the kids in the street, and then this dude, who was Benny the Jet, in the Sandlot, him and his agro firefighter friends saw him and were like, hey, what are you doing? And ran out of the house that they were partying in and chased them down, tackled them, and beat them up and choked them out.
Cool.
So he has since sued because according to his lawsuit, Chang was choked so forcefully that it, quote, caused him to go into cardiac arrest, and the attack resulted in a traumatic brain injury and kidney failure, resulting in Chang's hospitalization for more than 2 weeks.
Jesus.
Michael Vitar now being sued for it.
Sweet.
So that's what you get. Don't
you go through the deepest pockets, bro.
That's what you should have stayed. You should have stayed an actor. That's what happens when you leave a wholesome life of acting in Hollywood and you go on to become a crazy firefighter.
A wholesome
life. If you don't know what's going on, just ask.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just ask the guy. Hey, what are you doing?
Don't start swinging.
Don't tackle him and then choke him out.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Man, this guy looks terrible. Remember the Mighty Ducks and Heavyweights? The fat guy that's in both of those.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
His name is Sean Weiss. This is what he looks like as a sad adult.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Not fat at all.
Yeah, that's him. Right? That's him.
He lost the weight, so it looks weird.
Uh-huh. That's him.
His Adam's apple didn't lose the weight.
No. It all went to the Adam's apple. His name is Sean Weiss. Sean Weiss was sentenced to 150 days in jail.
For?
In county jail. Let's take a guess. Let's play a game, guys. We're playing a game to close out the show.
Drugs or sex crimes?
Oh, man. That's the better name than I had. All right, now I need to find the right song. Guys, we're going to play a game. We're going to play drugs.
Or sex crimes.
If this tablet was faster, I'd have it. Look, it's still loading. Like, what is this shit?
Yeah.
What is this shit? This is terrible.
It's a garbage tablet.
It's garbage, right?
Who makes that?
Sprint.
Oh, that's the one you're tying out with. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't buy their hardware, bro.
Well, I had a credit. I needed a tablet. And I had a very limited credit. Yeah, I think it's just broken. I think I broke it.
I think you broke it, too.
All right, well, I guess.
So, what did you get arrested for? Was it drugs or sex crimes, Chris? Which one was it?
We're taking a guess. 150 days in county jail. Drugs or sex crimes? Shoes of Kyburn. Drugs or sex crimes? Take a guess.
I'm going drugs.
Edgy. I'm going to go sex crimes.
You're going sex crimes. The answer is... Boom, 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 boom. I had that one. Oh, fuck this thing.
Simple assaults.
It was neither. It was neither of those things. It may be related to drugs. It's possible. He was
snorting drugs off a kid.
It was an arrest for snorting drugs off a kid. Ooh, that'd be bad. Petty theft. Okay. Petty theft. A former child star was busted stealing $151 worth of goods from a Fry's Electronics earlier in July. Pled no contest to petty theft, was sentenced to 150 days in a Los Angeles County jail.
Certainly, you could find just one item
in an electronics store was worth that, or probably even more, that is also small enough to slip in your pocket. Like, mm-hmm. what the hell did he steal?
For $151?
Yeah.
See, I still imagine, when he heard electronics store, I still imagine him walking out with like a bunch of things and a lot of wires and stuff. And
I actually picture him like hoarding batteries.
Batteries?
Yeah. $150 worth of batteries.
Those things are expensive.
They are.
Especially if they're rechargeable.
Man, I got the songs now. I could I was gonna do a song.
Screw it, do a song. There you go.
We're gonna play drugs or sex crimes, ladies and gentlemen. The answer is petty theft. Son of a bitch, stupid fucking guy. How old do you think he is, Sean Weiss? How old is he now? Former child star Sean Weiss. Closest.
Now it's from Mighty Ducks.
From Mighty Ducks.
Okay.
Let's do some math. Heavy
Mighty Ducks. He was probably a little bit older than me then. I'm going to say 38.
42.
One of them got it right on the head. The answer is 438. Well done, Steve.
Yes.
Nicely done.
438.
That brings us to the end of this bonus episode.
Yeah.
Go to PFT Media. Check out all the latest. The Simon Time episode 2 is up. We're doing Devils in Details episode 2 next week. Blah, 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 a whole bunch of stuff. It's a lot of fun. Steve, thank you.
Thank you.
Tabitha, thank you.
Yeah.
Drew, thank you.
Please tell me it's broken. Please tell me it's...
No.
Boo. All right. I mean, I was looking for, like, the screen to be shattered. Spider webs.
Ah, no, this thing... Hey, look at that thing. Yeah, pretty good, huh? Oh, shit.
Oh, now it won't turn on. All right. It's 76 degrees.
76.7 degrees. Oh, shit, we're still recording. Guys, thank you so much. I appreciate it. We are out of here. Professional podcasters. That's us.
Best ending ever.
Whoa.
What? Did you hear that?
Did you hear that? You know what that was? That was, what? Shit. Oh, oh.
Oh, good lord.
The Decepticons have unleashed the Audio Gnome Sandwich Wiki to destroy the show. The show has been destroyed thus far.
A PFT Media production.